Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. You're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your praise.
Hallelujah.
What a beautiful, beautiful song. I feel led to just play that song again. And those of you all that are just tuning in, praise the Lord, everybody. That was a beautiful, beautiful song. I don't know about you, but it ministers to my spirit. Amen. And I just feel led to just replay that song one more time. We're not going to hold you long today. Amen. But I just believe that the Lord wants to speak to our hearts on today. Some of us have been experiencing some things that's just not normal. Amen. Amen. And everyone has experienced trauma, difficulties, disappointments, situations arise that we have no control over. Amen. But we want to give those things to the Lord today. Amen. So I want to just play this song, and I want it to really just minister to your spirit on today. And whatever you're going through, know that God wants to hear from you. I'm going to replay this song. It's only about 4 minutes, and then we're going to come right on back and get into what the Lord is speaking to our hearts on today. God bless you. Let it minister to you. God wants to hear from you.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. Learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. You're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires to Him last ray. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise him. Tap the reins in your prayer.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I hope that song ministered to you as it does to me. Each and every time I hear it, it just does something to me. Amen. He says, God wants to hear from you. We're waiting on a blessing, but God is waiting on a blessing from us. Some people may not understand that because you're saying, why is the Lord waiting on a blessing from me? He is the blesser. Well, he dwell in the midst of praises. He dwell in the midst of worship. Amen. If you begin to worship God, he'll come on in and sup with you. He said, I'll take my abode in you. Glory to God. That's a beautiful song. He said, turn your worries into worship. Instead of worrying, why not worship? Turn your problems into praise. When you begin to praise and worship and magnify God, the situations, the problems, whatever we're experiencing, they seem so minute. Because when you give it to God, he's got it. I don't care how big the problem is, there's nothing bigger than God. There's no situation. There's no circumstances. There's no atrocities. There's no tragedies. There's no trauma. There's nothing that's bigger than our God. And it's nothing too hard for him. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Things has been a little topsy-turvy even in my life. But nevertheless, I'm not giving the enemy no glory. All the glory goes to God. Amen. Because he promised me in his word that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And I've had some experiences this past 2 weeks, amen, that I've never experienced before. I lost a dear cousin of mine, and many of you all know that. And that thing pretty much, it almost devastated me because I heard him so vibrant and so alive in May, and here in July, he's gone. Amen. So that thing really, 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 really hit me in an area that I wasn't really expecting it to. Amen. So I just bless the Lord. I thank God for another opportunity to be on the line with you all, another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus, another opportunity to tell God how thankful I am, how appreciative I am, and how much I sincerely just love him. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord, as the psalmist say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, I don't know where I would be even on today. But I thank God I was on Facebook a little bit earlier, and one of the sisters was saying happy birthday to her 97-year-old father. Amen. 97 years old. Just think about that. To live a fruitful life and have those many fruitful years. 97 years. What a blessing. Amen. So we want to give a shout out to Lady Kamik Johnson's father for today. Is his 97th birthday. Amen. So we just thank the Lord for him and thank the Lord for each and every one of you all that tune in periodically to fellowship with us on this radio broadcast. Amen. I'm thinking about just taking a little breather and maybe just reconvening again in early September. So that's what I'm thinking about, but I'll be praying about it. You know, I don't like to come on the line and don't only see a few people on the line, it's not defeating our purpose, because we do have an archive and some people are at work and some of them tune in and listen to the broadcast a little bit later in the day. So I'm encouraged by that. But I know these summer months, people are on vacation and they're doing different things. And then it's just like in the winter, you know, everybody come back together again in the fall, really. Fall, then we go on into our winter months. But nevertheless, we're going to just expound a little bit on what the Lord has put in our spirit. Amen. As I was traveling over the highways and going to be with my family in Georgia and then returning back home on Sunday, I began to, you know, we've been in this series mandated to evangelize, and the Lord didn't release me from that, but he dropped a thought in my spirit, and I thought it would be very good to expound upon that, especially so with us coming out of this series mandated to evangelize. Amen. We have a mandate to witness. We have a mandate to tell people about the gospel. We have a mandate on each and every one of our lives, and that is to be kind, to be loving, and tell someone that there is another life after this, and we have to be more determined than ever to pursue that. So our destiny focus this week is more determined. More determined. And some of you all was on the line yesterday and you heard us expound a little bit, and we went to the book of Acts and we talked a little bit about the Apostle Paul and his experiences. Amen. And how he had to stand before the unjust judge. Amen. So today we're going to go into the book of Genesis. And as I began to study a little bit before the broadcast, I went into the book of Genesis. Amen. And our thought again is more determined, more determined. We have to be more determined to pursue the things of the Lord. We have to be more determined about our salvation. We have to be more determined about living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Amen. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. I'm going to ask Mother Charity if she's able to just open up with the word of prayer. We're going to get right on into what the Spirit is saying on today. And I'm certainly going to leave Mother Charity's line open where she can interact a little bit with me today if she's able to. Amen. So God bless you, Mother.
Yeah, thank you. And praise the Lord. Amen, everybody.
Praise Him.
Glory to our great God. Going into prayer right now in Jesus' mighty name. We want to remember all of the sick today. Praise the Lord. And amen. The bereaved families today. Glory to our great God. We want to pray for salvation for those that know not God today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you, Lord, for all of thy goodness. Thy blessings, O God, that you have shown toward the children of men today. We glorify your great name, O God, today. Thank you, Jesus. For Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, today. We need your help, O God, today. For the way is not within a man that walketh to direct his own steps. But every good step is ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, O God, we want you to order our steps, O God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, my God, right now. We exalt thy holy name, O God, in the name of Jesus. For Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised, O God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Send your word today, Lord. Hallelujah. And bless Evangelist Bernard today to bring forth your words of life, oh, God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, anoint her, oh, God. And help us to be determined, oh, God, today. Hallelujah. to serve you all the days of our life, oh God, today. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And bless the hearer of your word today. Help us to be a doer of your word, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory be to
thank
our great
God.
God. And remember the sick today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Send your healing, oh God. Send your delivering power, oh God, today. Thank you. Glory be to our great God. Thank you, Lord. Remember Sister Bernard's old mother, Lord. Hallelujah,
yes,
today.
Hallelujah.
That you will bless her, strengthen her body, oh God, today. And all the sick, my God, today. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, we need your help, oh God, right
you,
now, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help us right now, Lord. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to our great God, Lord Jesus. We praise you, my Savior, for you are so worthy, Lord, to be praised, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glory be to our great God, Lord, right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's
thank
the name
you,
of our great God. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray for thy name's sake. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank amen.
You,
thank you, Mother. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we just
glory.
Bless the Lord today. We give him glory. We give him praise.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank
there
you, Jesus.
There's none like him. Hallelujah.
None like you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's none like our God. We can't compare him to no one. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah,
you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for the words of life. He said, Lord, I'll be with you always, even until the end
and,
of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will never forsake
Lord. Thank
us.
You,
he said, when our mothers and our fathers forsake
Lord.
Us, he
thank
said
you.
He will take us up. Thank God for having a refuge. I thank him. For a hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank him, Higher the Messiah.
Oh, glory.
For having a secret closet that I can go
Lord.
Into.
Hallelujah.
And I can call
Lord.
Upon the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yes, he
the
is.
Bible
Hallelujah.
Says the righteous run in and they are safe. I thank him for safety on today. Glory to God. As I begin to just study a little bit, the Lord brought my attention to the book of Genesis, and we know that is the book of beginnings. We know that's where everything began. Amen. God created man, and then he created woman. Amen. And he told them to reproduce. Amen. He told them to multiply. Amen. And we're going to visit this particular book today, and as I begin to just look at this topic more determined. As I begin to look at this topic, the Lord brought me to this story about Jacob and Esau. Amen. And many of you all that's on the line, you all know the story about Jacob and Esau. We all know that Esau was the firstborn. Amen. And Jacob, they were twins.
Yes.
And they were warring inside of their mother's womb. Amen.
Yes.
There was warring for position because back then, and even today, the elder, the firstborn, is significant in a family.
Yes.
You know, sometimes
right.
if you're a grandmother like Mother Charity, you know, she know who her first grandchild was. If it was a son, if it was a daughter. So it was there was a great significance attached to that firstborn. Amen.
Yes.
So they were twins in their mother Rebecca's womb. And they were fighting to come out, you know, one before the other. Amen.
Yes.
But Esau won that battle. Esau won that battle because he was the firstborn. But Jacob, amen, he was clinging to his heel. He was trying to pull Esau back because he wanted that birthright. So even in the womb, oh, glory to God, even in the womb, You know, God has given man a mind that supersedes anything you could even think of. In the womb, these babies was warring, Mother Charity. Warring to be the firstborn. They hadn't even been given life, but in their mother's womb, there was conflict. Oh, God, help me today. There was conflict. Amen. Yes. Jacob was determined to be the firstborn, but because of him not being the firstborn and Esau being the firstborn, guess what? Things started to shift. Amen. Yeah. And he always envied Esau because Esau was the firstborn. But you know what? His mother played a role in that particular scenario also. Oh, and we're going to read a little bit. Oh, God, I hear you today. Even in the womb, there's conflict. Even in the womb, there's determination. Even in the womb, amen, there's something that's warring against the plan of God. See, it was already God's plan. God already knew the destiny for these two boys.
Oh, yes,
he already knew what Jacob was going to do, and he already knew what Esau was going to do. But what I love about Esau, he wasn't wicked. Ah, glory to God. He was not wicked, even though he was hurt because of what occurred, and because his father gave his rightful birthright to his younger brother, he was hurt. But he was, as I began to study this this particular passage and study about these two boys, I came to the conclusion that Esau was not wicked. And see, when you're not wicked, God can help you. Yes, sometimes we're disturbed. Yes, sometimes we're angry and we're disappointed. But the Bible says, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. Esau did not seek, amen, to go after his brother. He wanted to kill him, and he even stated that he would. Hallelujah. But after some time left in between them having this conflict, the Lord softened his heart. So let's read a little bit. Let's go to Genesis. Oh, God, I'm talking about being more determined today.
Oh, yes.
You know, if we can have a determination in our mother's womb, what about when God allow us to be birthed? What about when God allow us to develop from infanthood to adulthood? What about that? If there's a determined spirit in our mother's womb, then we should be more determined, hallelujah, when we are able to experience life. Glory to God. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 27. Lord, I see something here. Hey, glory to God. I didn't see it when the Lord told me to go here, but as I begin to speak, I'm seeing what God is trying to say. More determined. We have to have a greater determination today than we had on yesterday. Genesis chapter 27, and we're going to start at the first verse. It says, and it came to pass that when Isaac was Jacob and Esau's father, when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold now, this is Isaac talking. He said, I am old. I know not the day of my death. He was old, so he know death was slowly quickly approaching. He said, I know not the day of my death. Now, therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love. He loved that kind of meat. And he said, bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. So he's saying, he's telling his son to go out and get this meat. Go out and, he know Esau was a hunter. Amen. So he wanted him to go out and get this stuff, and his wife was going to prepare it. And really, he's really saying, this will be my last meal. But before I die, oh, God, you better watch, God. Before I die, I'm going to leave you a blessing. Glory to God. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake this to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for the venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her younger son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak. She was what they call a day. She was ear hustling. Oh, that's what the young people say, ear hustling. She was listening to what Isaac said to Esau. And she said, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. So you know what? Jacob was only complying with his mother's wishes, Mother Charity, Brother Freddie. He was only complying with his mother's wishes. He didn't know the depths of what was going on. But slowly, the story began to unfold, and he began to understand what his mother was doing. So she said, go as I command thee. Go now to the flock. Fetch me from thence two good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father. Listen, this is the plot she's scheming right now, that he may eat, and that he may be, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, in other words, I'm paraphrasing now, Mom, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. How am I going to convince my father that I'm Esau? And my father, verse 12, say, my father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Not seem to him as a deceiver. Your mother is transforming you to be a deceiver. Amen. And it's not good. That's why you got to be careful how you train your children. You have to be careful of the things that you import to your children. So she said, and I shall bring, Jacob is saying, verse 12, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. So Jacob is telling his mother, if I seem to be a deceiver to my father, I'm going to bring a curse upon me, not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse. Listen at how far a person will go to any extreme to fulfill the lust of our flesh. Amen. Yeah. She loved, both of them were her sons, but she favored Jacob more than Esau. And vice versa, Isaac favored Esau more than Jacob. So the mother loved Jacob and the father loved Esau. My God, right there presented a problem. Right there was a conflict of interest that shouldn't have been. They both should have loved those sons as one. It shouldn't have been no favoritism. You know, we have respect to persons. We favor one child over the other. That's not of God. God ain't pleased with that. So she's telling him, go and do what I say, Jacob, and let the curse be upon me, my son. She said, only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house. She took his clothes, and she put them upon Jacob, her younger son. Look at this devil. Look how the enemy have planted a seed in this a mother's mind that she's going to, at any cost, deceive her husband. and she having her son to play a part in it also. But
right.
She's saying the curse is going to be upon me. Amen.
Oh.
And verse 16 said, and she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. Look at this.
Oh,
and he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? This is what his father Isaac is saying. And Jacob said unto his father, everything that Jacob did, his mother instructed him to do. You can instruct your children to go to hell. You can instruct your children to be cursed from the day of birth. Glory to God. And Jacob said, now the Bible don't tell us how old these boys were when this occurred. It don't give us no time frame of how old these boys was when this was enacted. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau. Listen, he lying. He said, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I'm talking about more determined people. I have done according as thou badest me. He's telling his father, in other words, what you've told me to do, I've already did it because his mother have instructed him what to say. So he said, arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, one thing about elderly people. Amen. You may can get over on them, but guess what? They know your voice. That's why it's so imperative for us to know the voice of God. God said,
that's
my
right.
Sheep know my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. Listen at what Isaac said. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly? So he ain't crazy. He want to know, how did you find this meat so quickly? I know you are a hunter, Mother Charity. In other words, it took a little time for you to go find that beast. You didn't find that quick. So I want to know, how have you found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Now he's putting God in it. God wasn't nowhere in it. This was a plan of the enemy. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near. He want to feel him now because he already know that this is something going on. It's not right here. He already know this voice sounds like Jacob. But I'm going to bring you closer because I want to feel you now. He said, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him because the mama had already put these clothes on him where he could feel hairy. And he felt him and said, listen at what Isaac is saying. He said, the voice is Jacob's voice. He said, the voice is Jacob's mother, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
Yeah.
And he discerned him not because his hands were hairy. The mother had put some clothes on him and made his hands hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou, listen at what he's saying. He said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. The mother had already doctored up the Raymond where it smelled like he was out in the field, but he really wasn't. Those were Esau clothes that he had on. And he said, we're talking about being more determined today, people. And he said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven. He started blessing Jacob, not knowing that this was not Esau. Well, he started blessing Esau, really, but he didn't know it was Jacob. This blessing was supposed to go to Esau, the firstborn, but instead, the deceiver Isaac and his mother Rebekah deceived Isaac. And he said, and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let the people listen how he blessed them. He said, let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. So this blessing really was rightfully for Esau, but it was given to Jacob. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing to Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Look how long Esau was out there in the field. The mother had deceived the father, had prepared the meat, had put the clothes on Jacob. And when Esau came in from the field, all he could do was weep. And verse 31 said, and he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father rise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. Mm-hmm. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. I'm talking about being more determined today, people.
Jesus, Lord.
Being more determined to know the voice of God. Being more determined to know who you're serving. Being more determined to not be deceived. Being more determined to stay on your assignment, to stay focused. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Isaac was dumbfounded. He said, where is he that had taken venison and brought it me? Isaac is looking for Jacob now. And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and I have blessed him. And he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, father, even me also, O my father. And he said, this is Jacob now, this is Isaac, I mean, saying to Esau, he said, thy brother came with subtlety and had taken away thy blessing. What is he saying? He came with trickery. He came with deception. He came with a malicious intent to take away your blessing. He said, is not he rightly named Jacob? The word, the name Jacob means deceiver. It means trickster, supplanter. And so the father is saying, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. And he took away, this is Esau saying, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. If you go back earlier in the scripture, Esau was hungry. And he came to Jacob, and Jacob would not give him nothing to eat. But he had to sell his birthright. And he sold his birthright to Jacob. Amen. So Esau is saying Two times this man have deceived me. This trickster, this deceiver, this wicked person, he have deceived me two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he had taken away my blessing. Wasn't that enough to make you want to kill somebody? They done took away your birthright, Mother Terry. Then now, Brother Freddie, he have come and taken away the blessing of his father. And he said, "Has thou not reserved the blessing for me?" I'm talking about being more determined today. More determined. Esau saying, "Father, do you not have another blessing reserved for me? Please, Lord.
Thank Jesus.
Give me something. I am your firstborn son. I did what you commanded me to do, Father. I went out and I got the killed and hunted to get this venison for you. And then I went and prepared it the way you like it." Yeah. Hallelujah. But the wife, the mother, she played a part. She knew her husband. She knew how to cook her husband's favorite meal. But Esau knew also how. But he was just a little bit too late. That's how we have to be with our salvation. We have to be determined. We can't be late. There's no time to play around with our salvation. There's no time to play around with our birthright. There's no time to play around with heaven or hell. We need to make a decision today.
Hallelujah.
And Esau, and Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy Lord. I have made your brother to be Lord over you. And all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father?"
Oh, God.
"Hast thou but one blessing, mother?"
Thank you.
"Bless me, even me also, my father." And Esau lifted up his voice, and he wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live." What are you saying? He's telling Esau, "You're going to have to fight for everything that you get. Your brother, I have given him Lord over you. And I have given all of his brethren to be thy servants. But you're going to have to go out and sweat by the brow." Hallelujah. "And you're going to have to serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." So what is he saying? He's saying you're going to have to fight for everything that you have. But he said, "I'm positioning you that one day he won't be Lord over you no more." Glory to God. "And you're going to break the yoke off his neck." How? Because of your determination. Because you got to be more determined. You have to be more determined to succeed. You have to be more determined to go to work. You have to be more determined, amen, to provide for your household. And verse 41 said, "And Esau," listen, "and Esau hated," excuse me. Verse 41 said, "And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him." Yeah. "And Esau said in his heart, 'The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.' And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, 'Behold thy brother Esau, as touching thee, don't comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise and flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran. And tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury is turned away. But he just didn't tarry with him for a few days. He tarried with him for years. For years. He tarried with him. So now let's go. We're gonna venture on, because I'm trying to show you all that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah.
Isaac had already told Esau that, guess what? His yoke ain't going to always be a burden to you. You're not going to always, his foot is not going to always rest upon your neck. But after you have been determined to do what I have blessed you to do, he said, guess what? I'm going to restore you. And I'm going to cause you to mount up and be blessed also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about being more determined today. Glory to God. So after a while, glory to God, after a while, we're going to turn to Genesis, let's go to Genesis chapter 20. We were already in 27. Let's go to Genesis chapter 33. I believe that's what I want. Glory to God. Jesus.
Lord.
Glory to God. More determined, people of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
More determined. We have to be more determined
to
make the Lord our all in all. We have to be more determined than ever. Amen. To know that if God said it, it's coming to pass.
Yes.
If God said it, he's going to perform it. God, you know the Messiah. Woo, glory. Let's go to Genesis chapter 32 first. Hallelujah. We're going to show you how this particular story ended. It didn't end. But we're going to show you the difference in being faithful and being loyal and being committed to your assignment without getting bitter, without getting angry, without living the rest of your life with regrets, without living the rest of your life in anger. Amen. God blessed Esau. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. But God also blessed Jacob. Both of them was blessed. And that's why we see the war in the nations. We see in two brothers warring against one another, because we know that, hallelujah, Isaac was the promised child, but Ishmael was the son of the bondsman, the bondswoman. Glory to God. And let's read a little bit more, and then we're going to close on this. Amen. Glory to God. So we go into let's go to Genesis chapter 32 verse, and then we're going to cross over to 33. Glory to God. Verse 32 said, and Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And he commanded, verse 4 said, he commanded them, saying, thus shall y'all speak unto my lord Esau. He was going to meet his brother Esau. Thy servant Jacob said thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And so he's going to meet his brother, and we're going to bypass some of these. And he's giving his servants instructions on what to say to Esau, because he's trying to make peace with Esau. What he don't realize is Esau had already made peace with his God. Therefore, he had already made peace with Jacob. Amen. But Jacob was afraid. So he was instructing his servants on how to speak to his brother Esau. And verse 6. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. So Jacob was afraid. Amen. He was afraid. He said, wow, my brother coming to meet me with 400 men. So he already knew He had stolen his birthright, and then he had stolen the blessing from his father. So he, all of these years, the Bible don't say how many years went by. It could have been 15, could have been 20 years, but he knew that he had to go and reconcile with his brother. Amen. And verse 8 said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. So what he did was he put his treasured possessions at the back. And he put, we all know he married two sisters, Leah and Rachel. But he loved Rachel. Amen. But Leah, he didn't quite care too much about Leah, even though she bore him sons and daughters. But his love was for Rachel. Be careful of who you love. Amen. Amen. Don't mistreat children. I don't care if you have five wives. Don't mistreat the children. Okay? And he put the company of Leah first, and he put Rachel and her children behind. So he was strategizing, mother, because he knew if Esau attacked the army that he had with him, then Rachel is at the back. So the first people he was going to attack was Leah and her children and her company. Amen. So let's go to verse 13. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau, his brother. So he was trying to bring some presents to Esau. He was trying to kindle him. He was trying to win him over. And he thought he could win him with these gifts. In verse 18, let's drop down to 18. Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant. Let's go to 17. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meeted thee and asked thee, saying, whose art thou? And whither goest thou? And whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, there be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. Now listen, he's calling his brother Esau his lord. So, he's a trickster. This man is a deceiver. He thinks, amen, and he's always strategizing, amen, how to come on top. He's determined to win his brother Esau back. But what he doesn't know and what we don't know is, guess what? The plan was already made. God had already planned this thing out. God already had dealt with Esau's heart where Esau didn't want to kill him. Esau had been away from his twin brother for years on top of years. So that let me know Esau had more love for Jacob than Jacob had for him. So this man was away from his country. He was away from his family. And all Esau wanted to do was look upon his brother. He knew his brother was game. He knew his brother was a deceiver. He knew his brother had stole his birthright. He knew his brother had took his blessing. But the Lord kindled his heart. So if we allow God to kindle our heart, God will keep that determination in us. Amen. No one will be able to come before us. We would be victorious in everything we do. But we have to have a greater determination. We have to be committed to the will of God. We have to be committed to the plan of God. We have to not let bitterness dwell in our heart. We have to have a heart of compassion. We have to have a heart to forgive. Glory to God. So he said, thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's, and this is a present sent unto my lord at my lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind us. Now let's turn over. We're going to cross over to and finish up. Glory to God. Cross on over. You know, Messiah, God is a good God. God is a good God. So let's talk. Cross over to, we're going to go now to 33. We're in chapter 33. Turn to 33 in verse 1. And it reads as thus. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children. We said that already. He divided the children. Let's skip down. And verse 3 said, and he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times. This is Jacob. He bowed himself to the ground 7 times. He was honoring Esau until he came near to his brother. And Esau, 33:4 says, and Esau ran to meet him. Excuse me, and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, who are those with thee? And he said, this is Jacob saying, these are the children which God had graciously given thy servant. So Jacob is now calling himself a servant. Now remember, the Lord had already made Jacob the Lord over Esau and told him that him and his brethren was going to serve Jacob. But Jacob reversed the thing. So he's telling Esau, these are the children which God has graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children. And they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. So they all are paying homage to Esau. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. So Jacob, so Esau was saying, why did you bring all this with you? In other words, I wasn't gonna kill you. What mean is this? So Jacob said, we just wanted to find grace in the sight of my Lord. He's calling his big brother his Lord now. And Esau said, look how gracious, mother, brother friend, look how gracious God had dealt with Esau. Esau didn't need no presents. He didn't need no horses. He didn't need no corn. He didn't need no wine. God blessed Esau. Glory to God. He didn't have to trick nobody to be blessed. His father gave him a blessing, but it wasn't the blessing that he gave Jacob. And Esau, listen at what Esau said. Esau, we had verse 9, and Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. What is he saying? He's saying, baby, my big brother, looking upon your face, and seeing that you don't have no animosity, seeing that you don't have no hatred, seeing that you don't have no bitterness and anger toward me, is just like I'm looking on the face of God, and God was pleased. So he said, take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God had dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, Jacob urged him, to take the blessings, and he took it. And he said, let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee. People of God, this story is one that was at the very beginning. What was God trying to do? God was trying to let us to know that we don't have to lie. We don't have to deceive anyone. All we have to do is follow the plan of God. But when you usurp the plan of God, you bring trouble in your own household. Jacob and his mother brought trouble in their own household. But that's why my Bible tell me that you're going to reap what you sow. And guess what? Sometimes, oh, glory to God, sometimes the sowing is greater. Glory to God. The reaping is sometimes greater. You might sow a little, but you might reap a lot.
That's
glory
right.
to God. God did not forget Jacob and his mother. God did not forget him. That's why when he went down to his uncle's house, and I'm closing on this, Laban did the same thing to Jacob. He tricked him. Hallelujah. And he thought he was sleeping with Rachel and found out it was Leah. Ah, glory to God. You're going to reap what you sow, baby. Glory to God. And what did he do? He had to work another 7 years for Rachel. He worked the first seven years he worked, he thought he was working for Rachel, but he found out he got an older sister. Then he had to work another 7 years to get Rachel. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God never forget people of God. That's why you got to be more determined today. You have to be more determined about your salvation. You have to be more determined about your soul. Ah, your soul have to go somewhere. Where do you want it to go? Do you want it to go to God, or do you want it to go back to the pits of hell? Ah, God, I have a greater determination. After I witnessed what I witnessed these past 2 weeks, I have a greater determination, Mother, that I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah, my children is not going to separate me. Ah, my grandchildren is not going to separate me. Houses and land is not going to separate me. I'm more determined today than I've ever been in my life that I'm going to see Jesus. Oh, that I'm going to sit in the heavenly places that's already been prepared. God has a mansion for me. Hallelujah. I'm not striving for these things, but I'm striving to please God. He said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He said all of these things shall be added unto you. All the things is already mine. All I got to do is stay in the plan of God. All I have to do is be more determined than ever before. Let them talk about me. Hallelujah. Let them call me names. Let them spit on me. Let them scandalize my name. But guess what? One day I'm going to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to see him for myself. I'm going to see him in peace. Hallelujah. In my clothing. I was reading a story on Facebook today, and I shared it on my timeline where this young lady, she was sharing how she was in a line going to pay a utility bill. And she said they had another lady in line, and she was crying. She said her bill was about $90, but this other lady was in line, and her lights had been cut off. She said she took her bill money, got out the line, and gave the $90 to the lady whose lights was off. It's on Facebook. That's the story. Amen. And she said, as she did that, she got on out the line and she said, okay, Lord. And as she went to her car, they had $100 wrapped up in a piece of paper, and it was on a windshield. Somebody had put the $100 on a windshield and wrote a note, because you blessed her, I'm blessing you. Hey, yeah, no more, Saya. Hallelujah. That's what the note read. Because you blessed her. So that tells me somebody was in that line. Somebody was in that line and seen her give this woman that money. And they went out. Oh, God. That's why the Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers. Some have entertained angels unaware. Before, when she went out to her car, somebody had gave that $100 back to her. You know, Moshiach. Hallelujah. So now her bill is paid, and the lady that didn't have no lights, her bill is paid. Ah, we kill two birds with one stone. Ah, you know, Messiah, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. More determined. I'm more determined than ever. Ah, God, I'm more determined than ever. I've suffered too many things. Oh, glory, I made too many sacrifices. Hallelujah, I did too many. many things, amen, that would secure a place for me to throw it away now. I've come too far. Somebody said, I've come too far to turn around now, mother. Woo, glory, we almost at the finish line. I got to keep on running. I'm more determined now to run. I'm more determined now to witness. I'm more determined now to evangelize. I'm more determined now to pray. I'm more determined now to open up my Bible. I'm more determined now to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. More determined. Read that story and you'll get the full moral of it. Hallelujah. About Jacob and Esau. Hallelujah. The blessing is yours. If God said you're blessed. Can't nobody alter God's blessings. Can't nobody change God's mind about you. The only one that can change God's mind about you is you. Amen. And what you do. Yeah, glory to God. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. I'm encouraging you today to get a greater determination. Be more determined today than you was yesterday. Be more determined. Hallelujah. God will fight your battle. Didn't he do it for Jacob?
Yes,
didn't he do it for Esau? These were twin brothers. Hallelujah. But the devil had already designed it. He wanted Esau to kill Jacob. Glory to God. And that's what he is. He's not our friend. The devil is our enemy. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not interested in you having life and having it more abundantly. Anything that he can throw at you, to deter you, to cause you to lose your focus, that's what he's doing. Thing he comes with, he brings to us the things that we're weak to. If you're weak to something, take it to the Lord. Don't let the enemy come in and steal your birthright. You got a birthright. You have a birthright. The glory to God. And even though Jacob stole a birthright, God still blessed his brother Esau. These were twin brothers. Glory to God. So I just wanted to encourage you all with that story today. It's a lesson in it. Grab the lesson. Whatever else you didn't like about it, throw it away. But whatever is there that can help you on your walk, that can help you to be more determined, grab it, baby, and eat it. Eat the whole scroll in the name of Jesus. I'm going to mother. Go ahead, mother. You're almost up. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you today, God. Jesus.
What a mighty, mighty God that we serve. Tell you the truth. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You'll be blessed by doing what's right. Amen.
Yes,
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
And things work out where you have to suffer, but in the end, God will bring you out with a high hand.
Bring you out. Oh, you're no more shy. Thank you, Lord.
There was some kind of a message, oh God.
Glory to God.
Lord, amen. And some kind
thank
of,
you, Jesus.
You read that over there, you know, sometimes we don't know the workings of God, how God is working behind the scenes. But Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless you. Thank you, Mother.
Hallelujah. You just determined, amen, to do what's right. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you.
King you out with a high hand.
Yes,
oh,
God.
Glory to our great God. We enjoyed that so much. Praise the Lord. God is good to us. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
I am determined, praise the Lord, to see his face in peace. Amen. Y'all pray for me in Jesus' name.
All right, Mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see Brother Freddie on the line. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
That was a beautiful teaching right there, for real. That was very beautiful.
It makes a lot of sense,
you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you definitely have to be more determined these days. Me and you were talking about that and how that beast be trying to come into you, you know. So you have to definitely be a conscious, goal conscious at all times, you know, because that beast ain't going to never give up trying to get you, you know. Jesus. I admire that day. I like the death, you know, and thank you for that little teaching, man. That was all right.
All right, all right. Thank you for tuning in today, man. More determined, more determined. Glory to God. Don't let nothing, amen, blindside you. Glory to God. I see Minister Phyllis on the line. God bless you. I don't know if she's able to talk. Amen, amen. I'm running a little bit today. Got to go and pick up my mother from dialysis, so I'm running a little bit. Hey, glory, I didn't even know it was that late. Minister Phyllis, God bless you. All right, she may not can say anything, but we thank God for you all tuning in. Thank God for Mother Charity, amen, Brother Freddie all the way from Baton Rouge, Mother all the way from Detroit, Michigan. I thank God for Mother. Truly, when I see Mother on the line, it gives me strength. Amen. Thank God for Minister Phyllis on the line also. Amen. We're going to finish out tomorrow. Amen. Look like it's all on me this week. Amen. I don't know. I'm waiting on one somebody to call me. If not, we're going to ask the Lord. I always pray and ask the Lord to give me what to say. Give me what to say, Lord. I don't want my words to be enlightening to anyone, but I want God's word to be enlightening.
God's
truly,
word, yes.
When you follow the leading of the Spirit of God, you will not go wrong. God will give you what to say in that hour. Mother, didn't even know as I began to speak, the Lord began to deal with me and say, these two brothers were warring in their mother's womb.
Right.
There was a war going on. Glory to God. There's a war going on even today. Evil is, the Bible said, when we would do good, evil is always present.
Always
so there's
present.
Two members in our spirit that's warring every day. Good against the evil, against good. But always know that good will always rise to the top. Glory to God, because God is good. And goodness, every good and perfect gift, it comes from above. Amen.
Right.
So don't be deceived. Amen. If you walking in holiness, if you walking in goodness, guess what? David said, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So we bless the Lord for that lesson today. We thank God for you all tuning in. Join us on tomorrow. We going to finish on out more determined, more determined. I don't know where God going to lead us at tomorrow. Glory to God. But just know that you have to be more determined today than ever before. Amen. Make Jesus your Lord. Hallelujah. Follow the instructions of God. Get in your Bible and read. Amen.
Get
on your knees and pray. You don't even have to get on your knees. Lay prostrate. Just pray everywhere you go, because there is a lesson. There's a lesson. Amen. There's a lesson for each and every one of us to learn. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. We're not going to close out with a song today because I'm running a little bit behind. But we'll see you on tomorrow at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time, right here. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. Invite somebody to come on the line and hear a word from the Lord. God bless you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Bless you, Mother. Thank you, Brother Freddie, Minister Phyllis. God bless you.